World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, and there is a ton of information and vendors and booths and exciting stuff to cover. But I figured we'd start right at home base, right at the Microsoft booth. So let's take a quick tour, and then hopefully we can catch some of the Xbox Live demo they're giving. Come on. Xbox Live, and how can we bring that to the phone meaningfully? And I'll go through what those ended up being. And then additionally, we wanted it to be a very integrated experience. We did not want it to be a third party or secondary scenario on the phone. So it is one of the key hubs that's integrated into the phone all up. It is the only phone that you can have Xbox Live built into the device. So with that, I'm actually starting off. On my start screen, you'll see the Xbox Live tile. Because I've signed in with my Windows Live ID, and I already have a gamer tag and an avatar, my avatar will actually populate within this tile. You can see her sneaking out right there. Additionally, if I have any messages or it's my turn to play a game, you'll see little notifications right on that live tile as well. So let me go straight into the games hub. This is all things gaming on the phone, all one single destination for you. So I land on my request screen. I have a nudge to play a game, or it's my turn to play chess with another Xbox Live friend of mine. So I can choose that and go directly into that chess game and take my turn and then shoot it right back over to him. Or I can actually flip right over to the next screen, and this is all of the Xbox Live games that I've downloaded, as well as some different trials of different games that I would want to check out. The next pivot is Spotlight. Spotlight is anything Xbox Live news worthy. So new titles that we're releasing that week, gamer spotlights. If we've sat down and talked to a developer, spotlights on certain developers. Tips and tricks on how to play games well, anything really Xbox newsworthy, it's right in this spot here. And then the last screen within the Games Hub is your gamer profile. So here I've got my gamer tag, my all of gamer score, my most recent achievement, and my avatar. We have anywhere from produced games from Microsoft Game Studio, so first-party games. We also work with a lot of independent developers. And then as well, we partner with third-party publishers like EA, Gameloft, PopCap, to bring some of their great games that are on other platforms to our platform as well. Additionally, the next pivot over are all of my achievements. So whether it is a game, an Xbox Live game that I've played on the phone or on the console, it is all listed here. And it also shows me my most recent one. If I dive into that particular game, it will talk about that achievement, which achievements I've unlocked, which ones I haven't, that they're grayed out if I haven't achieved them yet. The next pivot over are my friends. These are all of my Xbox Live friends. What they're doing, playing on, who's online, who's offline, I can dig into that particular friend and see their profile. I can send them a message. I can also compare and share my scores with them. So there's Joe, for example, and I can go into my comparing of him, and I can see which games he's played and which ones I've played, and who has the best score. So overall shared achievements. So this is Elomilo. I will show you a bit. So the goal behind the game is that you have two players, Elo and Milo, and it's a puzzle game, and the goal is to have them meet anywhere in the level that you can get them to join. You have movable cubes that can help you through that process and little clues along the way. So you can see how rich and 3D and immersive those graphics are. I can switch between being Elo and Milo. And I move them by just using the arrows along the side here. I can switch characters. Show that again. And when they meet, they do a happy dance.
All right, so now you know what it's like at the Microsoft booth here at Mobile World Congress, but stay tuned so I can show you the rest of the floor.